Hello, my friends. I just wrote something on our Pfizer Interglobal app that just slapped me right in the face. I wrote, "We possess what we agree with, even if we despise it. We have what we lack. We possess what we agree with, even if we despise it. We have what we lack." Somebody could look at me and say, "Well, you're on dialysis. Don't you agree with it?" No, I don't agree with dialysis, but I may have agreed with the realities surrounding the dysfunction of my organs. I agreed with the relationships and the contention and the fights and the stress and the worry. I agreed with the circle that may have been responsible for the stress on my body. I let it happen in my attempt to try to fix it or to solve it or to bless it or to show loyalty to it. I agreed with it. Agreement doesn't always mean you say yes. It just means that you have released yourself to the power of it. We possess what we agree with, even if we despise it. Or if you despise poverty and you despise not having any money, you agreed with the loyalties and the dysfunction and the lack of habits and the lack of discipline. You agreed with it in your own body. Regardless of the consequence and regardless of the fruit of it, you agreed with something. You agreed with the relationship. You agreed with the dysfunction of the relationship, which caused the end result. We have what we let. So I had to get up here and say something because it slapped me in the face. And the Holy Spirit is an awesome slapper in the face. We possess what we agree with. So I'm asking you, what are you agreeing with? Not saying yes to. You don't always say yes to the sickness, but you say yes to the symptom. You say yes to the cause, thinking you can fix it, thinking you can change it, thinking you can redo it, thinking that give me a chance. You agree with your pride. You agree with your narrative. You might not agree with the fruit. You may not agree with the equation. But you are definitely agreeing with the reason. You are thinking and you are changing the narrative to keep your hands in it, to keep your control in it, to keep your presence in it. You have what you agree with. You possess what you said yes to. Look at your circle. Look at your friends. Look at your associations. You are consistently saying they're not good for you, but yet you are conversating with them. You are trying to change. You are trying to do whatever to keep your presence in their life and their presence with yours. You have what you agree with. You may not like the result, but you have agreed with the denominator. Look at it. You have what you are letting happen. You are missing the red flags. You are missing all of the flags on purpose. Aren't you finding yourself ignoring the flags and the conviction? Are you hearing something in your heart that's saying, go this way, don't do that, and are you ignoring it? You have what you possess. You are hearing what to do and denying what you need to do. Because in some way, shape, or form, you've changed the narrative at what this certain thing means to you. We possess what we agree with, even if we despise it. We have what we let. I'm Andre Pfizer. No 32 minutes this time, right?